dictation for Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Canwell, C-A-N-T-S-N-T-O-D-A-W-E-L-L, May 5, 33. Addresses a letter to Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 6680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a follow-up for Mrs. Canwell, who has renal failure, CHF. Last visit was a few weeks ago, comes accompanied with the daughter. Progressively worse, nausea all the time, poor oral intake, no vomiting, dysphagia, increased sleepiness, loose stools without bleeding, no melena, no cloudiness of the urine or blood, volume probably the same or low, some edema lower extremities but also around the eyes, uses a walker, chronic pain, lower back and bilateral hips, multiple falls, including just recently without loss of consciousness. She was able to slide herself down without severe trauma. No chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, rest on our activity worse, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, no oxygen, no gross orthopnea PND, has chronic tremors, some bruises, no pruritus, no headaches, no bleeding nose gums. Next paragraph, medication list review. Norvasc, Coreg, Losartan. Daughter has given her Demadex. 1 to 2 days the last week, and for gout, 1 to 2 doses of colchicine, remains on allopurinol, Lipitor, Pepcid, and Detrol. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure, 140 over 70 on the left, chronically ill, tachypnea, JBD, pallor of the skin, breast sounds decrease on the left base, cannot rule out pleural effusion in that area. On the right side, it's clear. No pericardial wrap, appears regular. No abdominal tenderness or gross ascites. 2+ edema around the ankles. Has resting tremors. Most recent chemistries are from few days ago, July 13, creatinine was 3.2. At that time, sodium potassium normal, metabolic acidosis down to 17 with a high chloride 115, low albumin at 3.5, a normal calcium phosphorus. As you are aware, in the recent hospital admission within the last few months, there was evidence of intracranial bleeding and uncontrolled hypertension for what losartan was given. She does have anemia, documented at 8.3, with a normal white blood cell platelets, MCV in the low site at 89. recent kidney ultrasound, 11.3 on the right, 12.4 on the left, without obstruction, no urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has progressive chronic kidney disease. Appear symptomatic. Discuss about potential dialysis, which is very clear today and before about not pursuing that direction. I think the losartan that was placed recently is not helping. Consider stopping that. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. She has evidence of CHF. I would not oppose the use of diuretics. There is also evidence of anemia without documented external bleeding, which might be exacerbating CHF and indirectly renal failure. At this moment, there is no evidence of pericarditis or encephalopathy. Prognosis is very guarded, given the recent right-sided thalamic stroke associated to severe hypertension. She remains on Norvasc and now Coric. I will not oppose the Demadex, but losartan likely needs to be stopped. Continue iron replacement and potential EPO treatment as long as blood pressure remains stable. Condition is guarded, enter dictation.